horse and carriage. Ooh. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other.
Hey, Joe and Cindy Farini, that's right, it is that time. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. They're with My Marriage Matters, and they're coming with what to some may be a surprise. So love is not all you need in marriage? You know, when we start off in marriage, the feeling is you look in each other's eyes. You're like, baby, that's all we need. We love each other.
Well, there's a lot to that. I mean, I think that's all really important.
Yeah.
And I think it's necessary. But there's also a lot of things that really embellish the word love as well.
Embellish?
Embellish.
Yeah. Embellish.
Kind of like, you know, you can have a pretty bridal gown that is just plain silk, but then you put on the bling and you put on the lace, and that just makes it all the better. And that's how I look at some of the things that we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. And so you're saying there's more we need in terms of getting to the finish line, I'm sure, for a marriage to thrive. And you have a list of things that we should have and seek for in addition to marriage. Can you take us to the first one?
Sure. The first one that we wanted to talk about is managing boundaries. And I think we all have to have boundaries in our marriage as well as in our family. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I think it's important to know when to say yes and when to say no, so that within your marriage and within your family, you don't overdo life at the expense of your marriage. And I think that's so easy to do, especially when you have little children. So that's why I think managing the boundaries early and managing them well is really good. Having that plan, having a routine really just kind of helps us make it day to day, so that when we're at the end of the day and we're kind of looking at each other in bed, we can say, you know, we made it. We made it through another day. And all these types of things in terms of boundaries just really help us to do that.
And so when you mention boundaries, you're saying more in protection of your marriage, not so much with each other in a healthy marriage?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think that's a good, very good point. Yes, I think it's important in our marriage as well. Personally, you know, about boundaries with people of the other sex, you know, do you go to lunch with them? Do you have meetings with them? You know, all that sort of thing. I think that's important as well. But I guess what we were thinking as we said this in terms of marriage and embellishing is that our marriage can go day to day and make it through.
Cindy and Joe Farini with My Marriage Matters on with us now as we talk about five reasons why all you need is love isn't all you need. We need more than love. And Cindy, you mentioned the first one being managing boundaries. What's the second one of the things we need in addition to love in a marriage?
Let me just kind of piggyback off of what Cindy was talking about managing boundaries, because I think these are the practical things that we could be doing as a married couple that will help keep us from being burned out in our marriage, because what happens is that there's just less stress in that marriage relationship at that point. And, you know, practically speaking, I mean, we live in a world that's always changing, right? And so, if there is a change to your plans, for your goals, your boundaries for the day, then you don't make that change without each of you agreeing to the change. Mm-hmm. And so it's just about having a plan, having good boundaries are ways that we will not take each other for granted. And I think that's a real big issue, especially as we get along further in our marriages, is that we want to make sure we respect each other's time and our space and just be really smart about just being a good student of your spouse. And, you know, the next thing that we wanted to talk about was the importance of support. And this involves sharing your dreams, sharing your goals for each other. In fact, the first week in February, which we're now in right now, This is the week that Cindy and I, we develop our goals list for 2021. And this is our opportunity to go back and forth and say, you know, what is it that you wanted to achieve this year? And how can I support you in that?
I love
so that. So this February, the first week of February is always traditionally the Farini put your list together.
Let's have one moment of transparency, and that is, we haven't hit our weight goals for about 4 years.
We're still working on that.
That
along with exercise.
Yeah,
we're still working at it.
Well, and I kind of just love that you don't conform to January 1st. And you're just, I love that you kind of give you guys a little bit of grace right after the holidays. I think that even goes along with managing those boundaries. We wait till February and then we talk about our goals for the year. And I really like that.
Yeah. And what we do is we take the goals that we had from last year and we kind of go over them, see if we've hit them, talk about what else we want to do. And sometimes we just take some of those goals off. Maybe there's a couple that, like, just for sure, COVID changed a lot of what our goals were in 2020. So we're going to take that into consideration. But to support each other in those ways, I think, is really important. And then that way, not only is it just one person in the marriage, you know, if you will, getting to do what they want to achieve, but it's both of us. The Lord has us both in a direction that we can support each other in.
Right. And that sequences right into the next issue, which is trust. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to work to make trust a priority in your relationship. And this is a choice that you have to make. And but just keep in mind that our love for each other is to be always unconditional. But trust is something that is earned. And over time, and as we make our marriage a priority over the years, our trust for each other actually increases over the years. And it's really, it's a beautiful thing that happens over the years in marriage. The other thing we want to talk about is just the importance of encouragement. You know, being knowledgeable of your spouse, the love language that they have, that is so important to speak into that love language on a regular basis. So for us here in the Farini household, words of affirmation are words that need to be expressed on a daily basis to each other and when speaking to others about your spouse as well. And so I want to make sure that my spouse is looked upon as she should be in the eyes of other people. And I want to be there to encourage her by my words about her to other people.
Yeah.
And finally, the last thing we want to talk about is growth. And, you know, one practical takeaway from our listening time here today is just to take those goals and just begin to apply those, review those, and hold each other accountable. And that will lead to growth. And Cindy, you have some other thoughts on growth as well.
Well, and just to take one step back to encouragement, how encouraging is it for us to hear our spouse talk positively and encouragingly to us? You know, I can often tell, and I would say it's not just like, oh, it's the wife. I would say the husband, too. I can tell when the other spouse is not encouraging to them. You can almost see them dying on the vine. And to me, that's really sad because I think in a happy, thriving marriage, and, you know, our marriage isn't perfect. We have our disagreements. We have times where we have to really sit down and talk about things and talk them out and you know, sometimes have words that have a little punch to them, you know, not a physical punch, just a punch to the words. I think, you know, I think we all have those times, but when we know that our spouse cares about us and encourages us and then does that even in front of other people, I just think that's what allows us each to blossom and to bloom.
About encouragement, there are seasons where you gotta really look to like encourage your spouse. It kind of reminds me of like when they tell you you want to catch your more troubling kid doing something, like
catch
even something like, oh, you tied your shoes, good job. What do you do in those seasons to set the right tone? But if in your heart you're discouraged and you can't find something, it's difficult to find something positive in your spouse.
Yeah, that's a great comment. You know, this is where we really stress the importance of just becoming good students of your spouse. And somehow we need to be majoring in spousology in a way that we really can discern and see those little signs that maybe I'm kind of withering on the vine over here. I sure could use some help. And a lot of times it's just a little word of encouragement, a little hug, a little pat on the shoulder, just to say that I'm with you and I support what you're saying and what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what's, I get that question a lot at conferences where a woman is just like, honestly, I don't think that I can say about my husband. And then she'll usually tell me different things that have happened in their marriage. And I can understand where she's coming from. Because that isn't what's happened in our marriage doesn't mean that it doesn't happen in someone else's. And yet we'll all have moments. I think there's moments of discouragement and there's maybe even moments of disappointment. The problem, I think, is when we start to get depressed over it, because then we don't see any hope. So I would say, let's look for the hope in our marriage. And, you know, what you just said, oh, this child tied their shoes. That seems like a little thing, but you're right. Those are the things we have to look for. And, you know, years ago, a number of us gals had a group that we put together, and anybody could come, Christian, non-Christian, but just women. And it was called Woman to Woman. And every time we met once a week, we would pick a different topic. And the purpose of this group was to work through these very things. But the point of it was we couldn't bash people. We couldn't put them down, whether it be our husband or our children or our friends. The point was, how can we work through this? And I'll tell you what, getting the opinions of other people who weren't in the mix of what you're going through sometimes is so helpful. If you can do that without going to someone and bashing your spouse.
And I would
preface it too. I wouldn't go to just anybody. This group of gals that we had, we'd been together for years. Everything was private. We didn't go to tell other friends. And it was just between that group. So I'd be very careful who you're sharing. Share it with one dear friend who cares about you, loves you, and is willing to help you get to that next step. Mm-hmm. And they might see something that you, and I think you shared this earlier, Janelle, too, about, you know, things in my marriage that I see about me.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't see it, you know, we don't see it so clearly because we think we're right, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Right. My husband thinks he's always right, and I think I'm right until we sit down and talk about it. Then we have something to learn. So the question that you asked, I think, is a good one. And I think it's one that you begin to probe. You probe it gently, maybe like a dentist who is cleaning your teeth and checking your gums with that sharp instrument. Just
oh, yeah. That was painful. That was not encouraging, was it, Joe?
You know, and that's a good point, Jamie. Sometimes it's painful to hear the things that are hard for you to change. And so as you make those little probes, then make those changes and put it in a direction that will change your marriage. And this is a good month to do that. This is a month of love. How can we manage our boundaries, support each other, trust one another, encourage, and then grow in that process?
Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Cindy, Joe, if someone's listening and wants to learn more about this and also more about your ministry, where can they go?
Thank you. One good place is on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. Additionally, we're going to kick off today a month's series, and we don't have a particular title for it, but the gist of it is how we as a married couple together can parentally love our children, build them up, and raise them to polite, prepared, and productive adults.
Oh, that sounds good. Ooh. So that's My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Make sure to check them out. Thank you for being on with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Lots to chew on as this month we try to improve our marriage and grow in these areas